big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold. It's back. I think it was here last week, but I wasn't here, so I almost don't count it. Every Tuesday here on the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's good to keep up the canon of the show. It's good to do that.
Sure. Canon is spelled C-A-N-O-N, not two N's, everybody. Also, sure. I don't know why I did that. Let's start with Caller Fold, which is basically by ourselves, but much cooler, much jazzier tunes, casino theme, where Bart can call, a.k.a. buy, or fold, a.k.a. sell. And that's it. No other option. There is no other option. Because he refuses to raise, which means really buy. Bart, let's start here. Tyrese Halliburton had 32 points, 15 assists, and 12 rebounds. That's a triple-double. Without a turnover to lead the Pacers past the Knicks 130-121 for a 3-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. That result makes every series in the NBA and NHL Conference Finals a 3-1 series. The Pacers have never won the NBA championship, as they last won back in the ABA in 1973. Oklahoma City would get their first championship should they advance. On the NHL side, we're one game away from a Stanley Cup Finals rematch, where that series last year went seven games between the Oilers and the Panthers. If all three win teams advance, call or fold, the Stanley Cup Finals would be more compelling than the NBA Finals.
Oh, boy. That was a long drive to get there.
Sometimes you got to burn some gas, baby.
Wow. Just from like an average Joe standpoint. I think I'm going to call
Cole.
Now, it's going to depend how they play out, obviously, but the matchup is our, like, the Panthers and the Oilers, there's a history there. They played last year. You're still looking for Canada to get their first Stanley Cup in, what are we at now, 32 years? More than that. You're still looking for Connor McDavid to get a cup. Yeah, I think that there's, it's easily pitchable that that would be more enticing. The Thunder and Pacers, if that ends up being the series, I'm really intrigued to see how the Thunder's style of play matches up against what Indiana does. Can what Indiana does, can they do it against the Thunder team that seems, I feel like they could be Pacer-proof, but I don't know. I mean, if the Thunder play the Pacers, honestly, any outcome I would believe. Oh, the Pacers found a way to... I don't know. They sweep them. Thunder would get a couple. But I... You know, you tell me Thunder in six or seven, Pacers in six or seven, I'd believe either way. So I think it might be better. But coming in, I think the NHL's more intriguing.
I'm shocked. I actually thought you would for sure go the NBA Finals way, which is why I positioned the question the way that it did. Because of how good that series was last year, I think that Panthers-Oilers one's going to be really good. Where I actually will see, I think we'll see Americans root on Canada because Connor McDavid is that good. Like, true hockey fans, I think, might side with the Oilers trying to basically bring that cup home for an entire country. It's fascinating stuff. Should those two teams advance, no shots, to the Dallas Stars and the Carolina Hurricanes. As we draw closer to the Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh reality, there's one person who is not a fan of the former Packer and Jet to the Steelers. Let's listen to Terry Bradshaw ripping Rodgers when he jumped on 103.7 The Fuzz in Arkansas.
That's a joke. What? He shouldn't. That is just to me is a joke. But what are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's
that
not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%.
I missed that the first time, chew on bark. Call or fold, Aaron Rodgers will be embraced by Steelers fans.
What did you call the station?
103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, I thought you said the fuzz.
No, there's definitely a B in there.
Okay, yeah. Right, we're not on, so I don't have to talk about too much, but I thought you said...
I'll go back and check the tape later.
I said the fuzz. Steelers fans will embrace him. You know, Steelers fans... I'll call.
Cole.
Well, it depends how it starts. You know, if you win a couple of games, I think a lot of Steelers fans will be like, oh, we didn't need this. Oh, Tomlin, you just fire him anyway. Oh, it's just going to suck. Oh. But you win a couple of games, and then, like, you're going to fall right in love with it. See, a lot of times in sports, we don't like people or we don't say we're going to root for people, and then they win, and then we change our mind. By the way, the Steelers' first game is at the New York Jets. So, I think the NFL knew what they were doing. And then a Sunday night game against the Packers? Come on. I'm kind of surprised that Bears game is an early start, but maybe that gets moved. But yeah, I think they will find a way to embrace him. Now, as the season goes on and they lose, they'll turn on him, but there will be a honeymoon period between Rodgers and Steelers fans. I think so. Also, Terry Bradshaw has had a good run, a good career. You know, he's going to be in Milwaukee, like, doing music. Does
what?
That make sense? Yeah.
He's a musician?
He's on tour. It's the Terry Bradshaw Show. And here, he's just in Rockford. He sings.
Huh.
I don't understand why some people, and if I live that long, and if, you know, the world hasn't gone the way of AI, if I'm 76 years old and I don't need to do anything, I'm not going to be doing anything. I don't need to be touring the country hoping that people that remembered me playing football 50 years ago can get duped into thinking that I have a singing voice. I just don't know. Like, I saw Skip Bayless promote one of his shows again the other day, and it's like, it wasn't even like, it was link in bio. If you're 75 years old and you're promoting my show can be found link in bio, just be retired. Just don't do it. Just be done. We've seen enough. Just be done.
Just be done. But for the love of God, just stop being on the pregame and postgame shows on Fox. Let's that ship sail. You want to sing? Fine. Just get off of Fox.
Ship.
That's
ship.
What I said.
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, no FCC violation here. If they fine us, I hope you got a big wallet because I don't. In the NFL's quest towards world domination, one of the sacrifices is the NFL preseason. Once upon a time, it was four games. And it was three. It will inevitably be two for when the regular season expands to 18 games. They have to make sure that they take it out somewhere. And one person not here for it is Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. The past six seasons have seen the Bengals start off slow, and last year they missed the playoffs by one game. Remember, they lost to the Patriots in the first week of the season. They pretty much nuked every single survivor pool, except me, off of the face of the planet. Call or fold. Reducing NFL preseason is a bad thing for teams and fans.
I'll do this one just for you, Carlos. Let's raise this one.
Raise. Oh, what a big man you are.
Oh, I feel so good.
Yeah, we don't need six preseason games like we used to have. I think three is a sweet spot for a number of reasons. 18 games is going to, we're not going to think it, but it is going to be too much. Well, you already have, people, for some reason, people think like, oh, we have 18 games, we'll have more competitive weeks. But you have good teams and bad teams, and you're having slop games. You're just going to have another week of slop games. So the regular season will actually suffer. You got a lot of guys fighting for their jobs, and you don't let them do that much in practice, so it's still a good chance. It gives people an opportunity to get into a stadium without having to pay an arm and a leg. You know, they can do that there. And also, there's so many times where every team does it. Every fan base does it. Debates the preseason. Should these guys play? Should they not play? And then teams struggle out of the gate, and then we go, oh, September's kind of like the new preseason. As you go 1-3, you know, maybe, I know there's injury risk, but there's injury risk all the time in every game you play, even non-contact. You just don't want to look stupid. It's just, you'd look stupider if you played a guy in the preseason and he got hurt than if you played a guy in week 1 and he got hurt. You just look stupider. So teams don't want to do it anymore because they don't want to look stupid. Sometimes maybe what's best for your team is to play these guys at least for a little bit to get some reps under their belt. Or just, you know, go raw dog into week 1, whatever. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I
preseason, I'm fine with what it is. It is. You know, it lets me ramp up too, Carlos, as a fan. I get to ramp up myself.
That's actually where I was going to say, I hate the first 4 games of the NFL regular season because it doesn't feel like we're there. That whole ramping up thing, it's completely made up because every game should be important and I should be hyped from Jump Street, but I'm not because I know that these teams and these players are all completely rusty because they don't practice like they used to. Forget about the preseason. They don't do two-a-days anymore. They barely do padded practices. So the first 4 weeks of the NFL regular season is the preseason. So if they want to, you know, drop the preseason games, I'm totally fine with that. But they need to start ramping up practices because the product on the field suffers. And if you think less preseason and more regular season games is helping with that, it's going to get to a point where, like, no one's going to tune in until later on in the season when people are actually in full speed. So I really hate what the NFL is doing right now. Let's move on to Shohei Ohtani. Became the 3rd player in Dodgers history to reach 20 home runs in the team's first 55 games. The Japanese two-way star joined Gil Hodges and Cody Bellinger as Dodgers with at least 20 home runs in the first 55 games. Ohtani has 3 MVPs. He leads the league in home runs, and he was the first 50-50 player, in history after toiling 6 years with the Angels. Who, by the way, they should still be in Anaheim, not Los Angeles. Ohtani has flourished and even won a World Series. Call or fold, when Shohei Ohtani's career is over, he'll be the greatest Dodger of all time.
Oh, my God. Fold?
Fold. All right, I'm going to need a name. It's like the Lakers of baseball. They got players for days.
I mean, I was going to say Jackie Robinson.
He's not a better player than Shohei Ohtani right now. I know what Jackie did, obviously. And his cultural significance cannot be minimized. He is not anywhere near the ball player Ohtani is.
Ah, greatest Dodger of all time. Kershaw?
Now we're kind of talking. But Kershaw's had years of playoff failure.
Yeah, Koufax?
That might be the one. Right now, I mean, obviously we got the rest of Ohtani's career to let play out.
Duke Snyder?
Yeah, I can get an argument with that. A Koufax one is hard to argue.
Oh, I'm going to... Did I fold already?
You did fold.
Boy. All right.
Tough question, huh?
Yeah, I'm not prepared for it.
All right, well, last one here. This was coming off of the
Randy Wolf? Just kidding.
Yeah, probably not. Last one here, and we'll throw this as a freebie because considering we got to go to the update. Call or fold, you still believe in Joe Hendry after losing the Ring of Honor, or the TNA Championship to Trick Williams?
Ooh, call. Cold. I think he'll go to the WWE full time.
Yeah.
Was that like, so they showed the TNA president after that and he was like pissed. That's part of the show, right?
I would think so. You saw, speaking of like former like promotions people, did you see who made their call up at WWE? Not call up. Do you see who made their debut?
Oh, Julia?
Well, no, she's making the call up. So that was a, you know, poor choice of words by me. But there's a surprise WWE debut in NXT Battleground. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, who was it?
Mike Santana.
From AEW?
Yeah. Remember Tito and Santana? Well, one half of that is now in the WWE.
Oh.
I thought it was pretty cool. Plus, he's Puerto Rican, so shameless plug for me in terms of my countrymen there. That, by the way, is call or fold.
Time to cash out.
He beats me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.